Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavner. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Narlsky. Batting second. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Grant Gillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rothrock, who is chasing the ball. Tavner reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tavner scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Narlsky moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Narlsky scores. Skarret moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan, who is chasing the ball. Tote reaches third base with a triple. Skarret scores. Barrett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Narlski hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Tavner hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlski misplays the ball. That's an error on Narlski. Fonseca moves to third. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Averill scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0-for-1 in the game. Skarrat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Skarrat goes all the way around to score. Barrett moves to third. It's 5-3. Red Sox. Wes Farrell now pitching. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Tote bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. One out. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gillis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Barrett scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. There goes Gillis. The throw from Sewell to second, and Gillis is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tavener strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston strikes out. One out. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Narlsky takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Narlsky. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Narlsky steals second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlsky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlsky can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Narlsky fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Barrett scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tote scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Narlski is hit by the pitch. Berry moves to third. Gaston moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Berry scores. Gaston moves to third. Narlski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett throws the ball into Narlski, who tags Lind trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Tavener hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaston bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Narlski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Dick Porter now playing right field. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Toad hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Farrell. Barrett moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toad scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Wes Farrell. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toad scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.